Before the song starts, I'd like to say a few words about the person involved in this song. It was a man named Frank Sagan. No, wait, that's not his name. What was his name? I don't really remember. It was definitely Frank something with an S and two G's. I could be wrong, though. But anyway, it's all about what Frank did. It was pretty impressive. He changed a lot of people's lives in a lot of good ways. And the things that he did were just incredible. It all started off in a shoe salesman place in Sheboygan. Didn't actually think that town existed, but apparently it does. Frank was sitting there and he decided to run for office that day. His wife Marjorie helped him out a lot. And he ran for office and he was elected. And the next thing he knew is that he was the head of the local PTA group for the local second district elementary school. And Frank didn't take this responsibility lightly. In fact, he took it very seriously. Frank loved being in the PTA. Even though he wasn't a parent, he always felt that he wanted to be a parent, and if he ever had kids, that he would love them, even though he didn't really like them all that much, because they're kind of smelly and they cost a lot of money. They're really annoying, especially the fat ones. But anyway, he made a lot of changes school system. He was the person who standardized on hard trays in the cafeteria instead of the styrofoam ones. And this was to help increase effectiveness during cafeteria fights, so the kids could use the trays as weapons and be a little bit more successful in their fights. And that was a great success. In the first year alone, they had incredible number of concussions. Frank, he was just beside himself, and the town couldn't believe it. You know, they were just amazed. And so anyway, one day, a person came to town named John. Tried to steal Frank's title away from him. He tried to implement things like more studying habits and things like that, and going against everything that Frank stood for. And while the people started to think that maybe John's ideas, they were better, but you know, Frank couldn't deal with that. So what he did was he took a can of Pledge, you know, the furniture cleaning stuff, and he rigged it with some C4 explosives. He placed it in John's kitchen, and he then placing dust on to get it, make that clear. Some things in his kitchen. And John came home that day and he noticed the dust, because Frank had forged a letter from his wife saying, hey, why don't you get rid of the dust that's appeared suddenly, you know? So John got the pledge out and started to clean it all up, when suddenly Frank came out and shot John. You see, the C4 was only a decoy. Frank was happy because his position was safe, and his theories could go on and on forever. But he wasn't quite happy enough. And then what he did was incredible. With his great success in the PTA, he then ran for head of perennials at the local garden club. He faced very stiff competition from Irene Weathers, who for the last 82 years had been the chairperson of that position. But Frank wanted that position. He wanted to try out some new things. He wanted to actually grow some stuff. You know, not a perennial or anything, but a real crash crop. You know, illegal narcotics mostly. Things that can make the town some serious money. And, well, he accomplished that. And now the city has more money than they could ever possibly think of spending. Every kid has an education now. And they have incredible health care due to the hard cafeteria trays and the concussions because they had so many problems. They had to develop the hospitals to accommodate all the students. And this is the legacy that Frank left behind us. He's no longer with us in this world. No, he left. No, he didn't go to another town to, you know, help them out. He actually went home to his planet Nakhran. For you see, Frank wasn't actually human. He was actually from that planet. He was an alien. On his last day, I remember his words. He said, "I know a lot of you will miss me, but don't fret, because there's a little bit of Frank in all of us. And if there isn't, just wait, because soon my home planet will invade Earth, killing all of you. I've actually been here as a spy, learning the intricacies of your government so we can more efficiently infiltrate your planet." And this song is about Frank. Frank the alien. Frank the revolutionary. Our Frank. We love him, and he changed our lives in so many positive ways we can't even list them. Thank you. We'll always love you, Frank.